Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. So delighted this evening to be on our radio broadcast for the study of the Word of God. On today, we're going to get ready to have a short devotion. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to study His Word, and especially where we are. It's so enjoyable to learn from David. So we're going to get ready to have this short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and we're going to get to reading. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 144. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, whom subdued my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like a vanity. His days are as a shadow that passes away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrow and destroy them. Send thy hand from above and rid me and deliver me out of great waters, from the hands of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God, upon a psaltery and up in an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivered David his servant from the hurtful sword, who rid me and deliver me from the hands of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is the right hand of falsehood. I have just read you the first 11 verses of Psalms 144. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of His most holy word. We're going to have a song.
Been a drought for way too long. We need to sing our freedom song. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Lord, we need to hear your voice. Our hearts are open, we have no choice. Oh Lord, we need a touch from you. We really need a touch from you. Send your last rain. In your latter rain, in your latter rain, hey, in your latter rain, hey, we never needed you before. We need you now, but all we need you now, we need you. Can you hear the voices of the people crying out? Lord, we need you now. Send your way. Lord, we need you.
Hallelujah.
No other one will ever do that. We need your presence in this house. We need the power, send it now.
Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this evening, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we confess and we repent. We ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. Lord, I just come right now, Father, asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister and teach us tonight. Father, I have no power and authority of myself, but it's of you, God. It's only by your grace and your mercy, God, that I have anything. Can you to open up our understanding on tonight, open our minds up, open our hearts up, God, that we may receive your word, God, just like it's given and just like it's written in the book, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, to just be who you are, God, in our lives on tonight. Lord, we need you. We need this word, God. We need your word, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover and bless every member of the ministry of the church. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you. Just move me from this vessel and take up, take over, take control. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Amen. We're going to begin to read at chapter, what's that one?
2 Samuel 13. After this, Absalom, the son of David, had a lovely sister who was Tamar. And Amnon, the son of David, Amnon was so distressed over his sister Tamar that he became sick, for she was a virgin. It was improper of Amnon to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shemaiah, David's brother. Now, Jonadab was a very crafty man, and he said to him, "Why are you, the king's son, becoming thinner day after day? Will you not tell me?" Amnon said to him, "I love Tamar, my brother's Absalom's sister." So Jonadab said to him, "Lie down on your bed and pretend to be ill. And when your father comes to see you, say to him, 'Please let my sister Tamar come and give me food and prepare the food in my sight that I might see it and eat it from her hand.'" Then Amnon laid down and pretended to be ill, and when the king came to see him, Amnon said to the king, "Please let Tamar, my sister, come and make a couple of cakes for me in my sight that I may eat them from her hand." And David sent Tamar, and David went home to Tamar, saying, "Now go to your brother Amnon's house and prepare food for him." So Tamar went to her brother's house, and he was lying down. She took flour and kneaded it, made cakes in his sight, and baked cakes. And she took the pan and placed them out before him, but he refused to eat. Then Amnon said, "Have everyone go out for me." And they all went out from him. And Amnon said to Tamar, "Bring the food into the bedroom that I might eat from your hand." And Tamar took the cake which she made and brought them to Amnon, her brother, the bedroom. Now when she had brought them to him to eat, he took hold of her and said to her, "Come lie with me, my sister." But she answered him, "No, my brother, force me, for no such thing should be done in Israel. Do not do this disgraceful thing. And I, where could I take my shame? And as for you, you would be like one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore, please speak to the king, and he will not withhold me from you." However, he would not heed her voice, and being stronger than she, he forced her and lay with her. Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred with which he hated her was greater than the love with which he had loved her. And Amnon said to her, "Arise, be gone." So she said to him, "No, indeed, this evil of sending me away is worse than the other that you did to me." But he would not listen to her. Then he called the servants who attended him and said, "Here, put this woman out, away from me, and bolt the door behind her." Now she had a robe of many colors, for the king's virgin daughters wore such apparel. And his servant put her out and bolted the door behind her. Then Tamar put ashes on her head and tore the robe of many colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went away crying bitterly. And Absalom, her brother, said to her, "Has Amnon, your brother, been with you? But now hold your peace, my sister. He is your brother. Do not take this thing to heart." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom's house. But when the king David heard of these things, he was very angry. And Absalom spoke to his brother Amnon neither good nor bad. For Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar. And it came to pass after two full years that Absalom had sheep shears in Baal Hazor, which is near Ephraim. So Absalom invited all the king's sons. Then Absalom came to the king and said, "Kindly note, your servant has sheep shears. Please let the king and his servants go with your servant." But the king said to Absalom, "No, my son, let us not all go now, lest we be a burden to you." Then he urged them, but he would not go, and he blessed them. Then Absalom said, "If not, please let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said to him, "Why should he go?" But Absalom urged him, so he let Amnon and all the king's sons go with him. Now Absalom had commanded his servants, saying, "Watch now when Absalom's heart is merry with wine, and when I say to you, strike Amnon, then kill him. Do not be afraid. Have I not commanded you? Be courageous and valiant." So the servants of Absalom did to Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and each one got on his mule and fled. And it came to pass, while they were on their way, that the news came to David, saying, Absalom had killed all the king's sons, and not one of them is left. So the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the ground, and all the servants stood by with their clothes torn. Then Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, answered and said, Let not my lord suppose you have killed all the young men, the king's sons, for only Amnon is dead. For by the command of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he was forced his sister Tamar. Now therefore, let not my lord the king take the thing to heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, for only Amnon is dead. When Absalom fled, and the young men who was keeping watch lifted his eyes and looked, and there many people were coming from the road on the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said to the king, Look, the king's sons are coming. Your servant said, So it is. So it was. And as soon as he was finished speaking, the king's sons indeed came. And they lifted up their voice and wept. Also the king and all his servants wept very bitterly. But Absalom fled and went to Talmia, the son of Amihud, king of Gezer. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom went to Gezer, and there was there 3 years. And King David longed to go to Absalom, for he had been comforted concerning Amnon because he was dead. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Now Joab, the son of Zeruiah, the Ur, perceived that the king's heart was toward Absalom. And Joab sent to Tekoah and fetched thence a wise woman and said unto her, I pray thee, find themselves to be mourners, pretend, and put on now mourning apparel, and anoint not thyself with oil, but be as a woman that had a long time mourned for the dead, and come to the king and speak on this manner unto him. So Joab put the word in her mouth. And when the woman of Tekoah spake to the king, she fell on her face to the ground and did abyssinies, and said, Help, O Lord. And the king said unto her, What aileth thee? And she answered, I am indeed a widow woman, and my husband is dead. And thy handmaid had two sons, and they two strolled together in the field, and there was none to part them, but the one smote the other and slew him. And behold, the whole family is risen against thy handmaid, and they said, Deliver him that smote his brother, that we may kill him for the life of his brother whom he slew. And when we will destroy the heir also, and so they shall quench my coal which is left, and shall not leave to my husband neither name nor reminder upon the earth. And the king said unto the woman, Go to thine house, and I will give charge concerning thee. And the woman of Tekoah said unto the king, My lord, O king, the iniquity be on me and on my father's house, and the king and his throne be guiltless. And the king said, Whosoever saith aught unto thee, bring him to me, and he shall not touch thee any more. Then said she, I pray thee, let the king remember the Lord thy God, that thou wouldest not suffer the revenger of blood to destroy any more, lest they destroy my son. And he said, As the Lord liveth, there shall not one hair of thy son fall to the earth. Then the woman said, let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak one word unto my lord the king. And he said, say on. And the woman said, wherefore then hast thou thought such a thing against people of God? For the king doeth speak these things as one which is faulty, in that the king doeth not fetch home again his banished. For we must need die, and are as water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again, neither do God respect any person. Yet doeth he devise means that he banished be not expelled from him, that his banished be not expelled from him. Now, therefore, that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid. And thy handmaid said, I will not speak unto the king. It may be that the king will perform the request of his handmaid, for the king will hear to deliver his handmaid out of the hand of the man that would destroy me and my son together out of the inheritance of God. Then thy handmaid said, the word of my lord, the king, shall now be comfortable. For as an angel of God, so is my lord, the king, to discern good and bad. Therefore, the Lord thy God will be with thee. Then the king answered and said unto the woman, hide not from me, I pray thee, the thing that I shall ask thee, And the woman said, let my lord the king now speak. And the king said, is not the hand of Joab with thee in all this? And the woman answered and said, as thy soul liveth, my lord the king, none can turn to the right hand or to the left from aught that my lord the king hath spoken. For thy servant Joab, he bid me, and he put all these words in my mouth of thy handmaid, to fetch about this form of speech hath thy servant Joab done this thing. And my lord is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God to know all these things that are in the earth. And the king said unto Joab, behold, now I have done this thing. Go therefore, bring the young man Absalom again. And Joab fell to the ground on his face and bowed himself and thanked the king. And Joab said, today thy servant knoweth that I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, O king, in that the king hath fulfilled the request of his servant. So Joab arose and went to Geshur, and brought Absalom to Jerusalem. And the king said, let him turn to his own house, and let him not see my face. So Absalom returned to his own house and saw not the king's face. But in all Israel, there was none to be so much praised as Absalom for his beauty, from the sole of his feet even to the crown of his head. There was no blemish in him. And when he pulled his head, for it was at every year's end that he pulled it, because the hair was heavy on him, therefore he pulled it. He weighed the hair of his head at 200 shekels after the king's weight. And unto Absalom there was born 3 sons, 1 daughter, whose name was Tamar. She was a woman of a fair countenance. So Absalom dwelt 2 full years in Jerusalem and saw not the king's face. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said unto his servant, see, Joab's field is near mine, and he have barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom unto his house and said unto him, wherefore have thy servant set my field on fire? And Absalom answered Joab, behold, I sent unto thee, saying, come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have than there still. Now, therefore, let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him, and when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. Amen, amen. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. This just was good. I'm telling you, it's almost like television. I'm telling you, it was so, so good to me. So we're going to answer these few questions, and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Yeah, it was real good. Okay. What did David's son, Ammon, do to his half-sister? What did he do to his half-sister with his nasty self?
He forced her to, like...
Mm-hmm. He raped her. Yep.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he did. He raped her, his sister. What did Absalom do to his brother Ammon? Mm-hmm. He killed her.
He killed her.
And that's in verse 29. And the first one was in verse 14 in chapter 13. Mm-hmm. How long did Absalom stay in Geshur? And that's in...
Verse 38, 3 years.
Yep, yep. It sure did. Sure is. Chapter 14, they go so fast, man. Who plotted to have Absalom return? Mm-hmm. It's in 21 and 23, Joab, because he was trying to tell that lady to do all that stuff. Anyway, how long did Absalom remain in Jerusalem before he finally saw his father David?
2 years.
Mm-hmm. Verse 28, yeah. To me, and maybe back then, I didn't really read my commentaries and stuff on it, but I can just imagine back then that these half-sisters was, I mean, they was marrying so close. Now, that was his half-sister. But to me, they was marrying like that. But that wasn't the bad part. The bad part was that he raped her, that he forced her. He probably could have just married her instead of raping her first. But it was just the enemy using him to do that, because he didn't have to rape her. So, because they was, I mean, you know, they would always marry like a in-law, or they'll, you know, take these wives and stuff of somebody, some kin to them down the line, the third or fourth, fifth cousin down the line, all that kind of stuff. It wasn't a whole lot of people over the earth, so they had to get who they could get back then. But now, it's so much different now. But I think the sin was that he raped her, you know, and then he turned around and started hating her after he raped her, because it wasn't nothing but the enemy that used him to force himself on Tamar. And I feel like Absalom, you know, a brother, I mean, if that was David's son, Ammon was David's son, then he was not just a, now, that the Bible said half sister, you know, because that was David's son, and they had different mothers. But I always thought when the daddy, when the kids was from the daddy, and all of them had the same daddy, that they were four sister or brother. But the Bible says she was David, I mean, Absalom, Ammon's half-sister. So, and Absalom really got upset with Amon for doing that, because she was just only being obedient to what King David told her to do. He told her to go and fix this boy something to eat because he was sick. And it was all a trick to deceive her to come there. And then he wanted her to feed him out of her hand. That was just terrible. Then when it got through, that demon was talking about he hated her. That was terrible. But that's how you know it was the enemy using and taking charge over him, that had them took charge. And wasn't that Joab that set all that stuff up? Let me see. Who? No. No, that was it. That was his servant, wasn't it?
Said
set everything up for Ammon to rape her.
Oh, yeah.
That was somebody that set that up for him. That was Jonadab. Mm-hmm. He said, lay down and make yourself sick. You know, lay down and make yourself sick. And that means pretend that you were sick. And that's exactly what he did. He got in the bed and then sent for his daddy to come to tell Tamar to come fix him something to make him feel better, something like that. That wasn't nothing but the enemy to rape that girl like that, his own half-sister. I just don't get it. I don't get it, but it's the enemy that'll use anybody. And then, on top of that, Absalom got him back. Absalom got him back. He went through something. He let some years pass, I think. He let some years pass. And he still got him. He waited, and he still got him. But King David realized what he had done. He told his servant to kill. Don't kill nobody but him. Make sure you kill him. And that's what they did. And King David wanted to know why. Didn't nobody get killed but him. Even though he did that against Tamar, even though he raped Tamar, I think King David still loved him. That was his son. And so he was really upset about it. He was upset with Absalom. That's why Absalom went to another city and stayed for 2 years. Mm-hmm. But he had waited. He called himself planning. He had waited some years before he killed him. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if David's children was going through stuff, you know our children going to go through stuff. They go through things all the time. But you got to be able to call on the name of the Lord. You got to be able to depend on the name of the Lord when you're going through. Mm-hmm. Any comments or any questions? That was so quick. I see the 2 and 3 questions and stuff like that. I'd be wanting to talk longer about it because you don't get a good understanding. I want everybody to have a good understanding about what happened. And to me, it could have been done in a better way from Ammon because, like I say, they was marrying kinfolk back then. As long as you wasn't absolutely sisters and brothers, you could have been had sisters and brothers. They was marrying like that back then. Mm-hmm. They in-laws and all that kind of stuff. But the sin wasn't that. The sin was that he forced himself on her. And I don't know why David didn't do more than what he did. I wonder why he didn't. I guess because that was his son. Just like Absalom told her, don't take it to heart. He said, don't take it to heart. That's your brother. Mm-hmm. But then he took it to heart because over in that next chapter, he killed him. But he had it all in him. He didn't let it pass because Absalom, he really loved Tamar. That's why he had a daughter. He named her after Tamar. Mm-hmm. He had three sons and a daughter. He named that daughter Tamar. Mm-hmm. Any questions, any comments, anybody?
Yes, I have a question or a comment, rather. Mm-hmm. When you were talking about how back then where they were marrying like their third, maybe their fourth or fifth cousins or mm-hmm. in-laws, like that, when it came to Tamar having Amnon could have maybe married her. I was wondering, was this is where she was telling Amnon after he had raped her verse 13, where she says, "Now therefore speak to the king, for he will not withhold me from you." So, like you said, I think that meant that if he had only asked the king, could he have her, that he could have had her and he didn't have to rape her. He didn't, you know, and also I was just, as I was reading through this and talking about, like, it reminded me how incest started, like, back in this time, and then sometimes you kind of wonder, incest is still going on, and so this seed started from back in the time of David.
It goes way back like that, but those times right there was real brutish. They was real rough back then, and that was almost barbaric because he just took her, you know, he just forced himself, just kind of like they doing today when you know, getting raped and stuff. But he didn't really have to do that. But to me, I could see the enemy in that thing. I can just see the enemy because something you don't have to do. Then told her he hated her after he got through. Why would you do that? And that's your sister. You know, it has to be a reason. And then told the servant to put her out and bolt the door. That was terrible. That was brutal. It was. And, you know, all the virgins back then wore that garment with all the colors on it. So he knew she was the virgin. I guess he just didn't want her to be no virgin. That was the enemy. And then David got really upset with him. But he wasn't as upset as Absalom was, because Absalom took his life. He waited a while, but he took his life. He had some sheep shearers. He took his life, but he had a servant to do it. His servant to do it. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be really careful with stuff like that. We have to be really careful because you'll let something like that overtake you. Now you'll end up in jail. Back then, he just went to somewhere else. He went somewhere else, to another city. His daddy was the king anyway. His daddy didn't want to see him because he had killed his son. But, you know, after a couple of years, he hugged him. He forgave him because you have to forgive. You have to forgive if you want to be forgiven. And David know that. So he forgave his son for killing his other son. A lot of times that, you know, when you have children by different ones, and, you know, they don't see you like that. They don't see, he didn't see her. He just saw that she was a virgin, and men like virgins. They like virgins. Mm-hmm. And, but to me, altogether, like I say, still, to me, the meaning of this thing was just the enemy just wanted to take her, her pride and just mess it up and mess her mind up. Mm-hmm. I didn't, because I read this before, and I didn't know it was David's son, Absalom had sons. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that, Absalom had brother. I didn't know that, but I remember when that happened. Mm-hmm. Sure did. So, I mean, I can remember reading it, but I didn't know that they were kin at the time. Mm-hmm. But it's still things going, nothing new under the sun anywhere. It's nothing new under the sun. And we have to always, that's why we have to cover our children. We have to cover our families every day. We don't need to miss not one day. I'm telling you, it's a lot when you have to do that. Mm-hmm. So then in chapter 14, we haven't even talked about that too much. After Absalom had stayed away for a couple of years, Joab was ready for him to come back, his servant. And so he made told this woman what to say, could talk to the king and all that kind of stuff. And when he got through, David said, yeah, he can come on back. But David was real upset with Absalom for killing his son and his brother, you know, but he still forgave him. So that's a good thing. You know, because David stood, and in order to convince him of responsibility of sparing Absalom, to forgive Absalom, you know, that's why she told him about mourning and stuff. She wasn't doing them but telling a lie, but still, she got his attention, and then she turned around and repented that she had lied. Mm-hmm. And then told on Joab, like, he put me up to this. Mm-hmm. But he was trying to get David to kind of see. That he should forgive his son. And David did. And she told him, if you're a man of God, according to your wisdom, you ought to be able to discern what's going on. And he did. According to his wisdom that God had given him. Yep. Let me see. In the 14th verse is, let me see this 14th verse. Wait a minute. For we must need die and are as water spilled on the ground. that was something right there, because I had marked it, and which cannot be gathered again. When water spills, you can't get it back. Just like when words go out your mouth, you can't hardly take them back. They out in the air, and they form. But water, you can't, it's the same. You spill some water in some dirt, it's gone. It is gone. You can't gather it up again. Neither do with God respect any person. Yet do it he devised means that his banish be not expelled from him. Now, therefore, that I am come to speak of this thing unto my lord the king, it is because the people have made me afraid, and thy handmaid said, I will now speak unto the king. So he was trying to explain himself. He did it. He can't take it back. He asked her to do it, and she lied to him and all of that. But they was trying to get Absalom back in the city, is what they were trying to do. And God moved by his power, and David forgave his son and kissed them when they saw each other. It was a real blessing. It was a blessing. And it says in verse 27 that Absalom born three sons and one daughter whose name was Tamar. And she was a woman of fair countenance. See, he tried to protect his sister. And he kind of got revenge, but, you know, you can't, you know, yeah, to me, you can't kill nobody like that. But he did. He killed his brother. So I don't know how I would have felt if I had been David and King, too. You know, that's something to think about. You know, he could have put him to death, but he didn't. Because that was a real touchy thing right there. And then both of them, my boys. And one killed the other one. You know, but he told Tamar, don't think of it. That's your brother. Just don't take it to heart. That's what he said. So, but he did. Isn't that something how men are? I guess that's why their brain made different from ours. Yep. So it was good. Next Thursday we don't have a Bible class, but on next Tuesday we will. We'll have it 15 and 16. And then that Thursday we'll have 17, 18, and 19. We're getting on finished with our family. We're gonna be finished with it before you know it. Maybe another 3 weeks. We'll be done, and we'll be in First Kings. That's going to get real good. I'm telling you, I really have enjoyed Second Samuel, though. I really have. Oh, yes, there ain't any more questions or comments.
I had a comment or a question. I see here where we find again where they use manipulation with getting like people drunk in order to kill them or something. So that seems like it was like common, like that's how they got to kill Amnon. Amnon. And also when Jehonadab put the woman up to go to David and make the story up, I wonder did he know that she was going to reveal that he had put her up to it?
You know what? I mean, I don't think so. But, you know, back then, a king was just under God to them. They called him my lord and stuff like that. So she stand up there lying her head out to David for Joab. And it wasn't good. And she was getting scared because she figured David was close to the Lord and he was a man after God's own heart. So she felt like his discernment was going to kick in at any time, and he was going to realize that she was lying, and she was scared. So I probably would have told it too.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, you sitting up telling me to do something you don't want to do. Mm-mm. That don't work. You know, because if David had caught her in a lie like he did, he didn't really catch, but he started putting it together. And she started getting scared because she was picking up that he knew. I would have told you, too. That's just like Judge. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said for me to do it, and he told me to say this, and he put the words in my mouth and all kind of stuff. I probably would have told her, too. You know, but because she was just trying to help him. She didn't have to, but she was trying to. And that's why he told her, don't anoint your head. Don't get too deep in the Lord, because he'll pick it up. He told her, don't anoint your head or nothing. Don't put no oil on you. Mm-hmm, just do it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and God hate a liar. And so when you tell one lie, you got to back it by some more lies. You know what I'm saying? So you might think you get away with telling that one lie, but after a while, it'll come back up. Hey, I'm telling you the truth because I know about it. I've done it. You know, well, no, that was when so-and-so, no. Having to take another lie to cover that lie. Just don't. You know, if you possibly can, just don't. It don't. It's not worth it because you still going to have to make a lie up. Mm-hmm. Just tell the truth. Anyway, that was good. I ain't trying to keep it because that was good. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Joel was committing almost like witchcraft because he was manipulation because he was trying to tell the lady what to do and telling her all this kind of stuff. That was a mess. Mm-hmm. And tell him you in mourning and tell him you a widow and tell him this one. She said, yeah, he put all this stuff in my mouth, all these words. Mm-hmm. And then David heartily forgave Absalom, but he loved Absalom. He loved him because, you know, him and Tamar, I think, was four sisters and brothers, where Ammon was half. Just when David was his dad, that was it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was real good. So we're going to get ready to close out and everything. I'm getting excited and everything. I'm getting excited. I'm going to get on here and pray my head off in the morning by the grace of God. Hallelujah. He let me live and nothing happened. And I'm going to go ahead on and read me some more of these chapters if I can stay woke tonight because they really, really good. I'm trying to stay ahead of everything. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for giving us an understanding, God. Thank you, God, for teaching us not to hold on to things and to forgive, God. If David had to forgive, God, we have to forgive. And if Jesus have forgave us, we have to forgive. Lord, I just thank you tonight for your word. I thank you for everyone that's on here, God. Thank you, God, for the ones that did not make it, but I ask you to bless every member, everyone that's on here, Lord. Cover them and their families, cover their homes and their vehicles, everyone that they hold, dear God. Cover and bless on tonight. And we give you praise. We give you honor. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. So God bless you all. We will be back. I'll be on in the morning, but next Tuesday, we'll have 15 and 16. So God bless you all. Have a good night, and we'll talk in the morning. By the grace of God. Love y'all.
Love you.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.